By the way, we've invited the Race Discrimination Commissioner on the show today, Tim South-Pomisan. And he had plenty of time to do a studio interview for the ABC today, but no time for 2GB for the Race Discrimination Commissioner. And I wanted to ask him about this ridiculous claim from him that he did not encourage complaints about the Bill Leak cartoon. I can't believe someone would be so brazen to lie about something so obviously wrong when there's so much proof to prove that he's wrong. Race Discrimination Commissioner Tim South-Pomisan is denying that he ever solicited or encouraged complaints about one of Mr. Leak's cartoons. This was in relation to that famous Bill Leak cartoon published in The Australian, showing a police officer asking an Indigenous father to talk to his child about personal responsibility. The Race Discrimination Commissioner says, "I reject any suggestion that I urged or encouraged complaints." Well, Dr. Tim, on the same day that Bill Leak's cartoon was published, you were quoted in the Sydney Morning Herald saying, "Our society shouldn't endorse racial stereotyping of Aboriginal Australians." He said a significant number of people would agree the cartoon was a racial stereotype of Aboriginal Australians. And according to the interview that he did with the Sydney Morning Herald, the journalist said he urged anyone who was offended to lodge a complaint under the Racial Discrimination Act. That's what the article says. He urged anyone who was offended by it to lodge a complaint under the Racial Discrimination Act. But Dr. Tim now says, "I reject any suggestion that I have urged or encouraged complaints." Not only was he quoted in this Fairfax piece, but he then tweeted a link to that article. And he added an extra comment saying, "Our society shouldn't endorse racial stereotypes of Aboriginal Australians." Dr. Tim, why did you tweet a link to the article if the article contained a mistake about you encouraging complaints? Why did you share the same article on Facebook? Well, you wouldn't have shared the article if there was an obvious mistake in it. And you're now claiming it was a mistake in the Sydney Morning Herald story when they said you were encouraging people who were upset about the cartoon to come forward. And Dr. Tim, why won't you come on 2GB to discuss this when you happen to go on the ABC? You've got to wonder how the Race Discrimination Commissioner can hold such a position when he's so loose with the truth. And it'd be different if there was no evidence. But it's in black and white for everyone to see on his social media accounts. We need to call it out for what it is. It's not misleading. It's lying.